It's Sunday, January 4th, 2008, and you're listening to The Apple Juice Show. If you're interested in sponsoring The Apple Juice Show, please email sales@applejuiceshow.com. Hello and welcome to the 28th episode of The Apple Juice Show. I am George Drage, your host and producer of The Apple Juice Show. Find us on the web at applejuiceshow.com. Email us info@applejuiceshow.com. We are talking all about Macworld today with our two great co-hosts, Max Murphy.
Hey, George.
And Daniel Brusilowski.
Hey, everyone.
All right, so you both are attending Macworld, and I mean, me and Max are on the East Coast, but this year I wasn't able to attend, nor was I last year. You guys have gone, how long, Daniel, I think last year was your first year?
No, it was my second year, so this is going to be my third year of going to Macworld.
And Max, what year is this for you?
Last year was my first year, so this is my second year attending.
All right, so what makes Macworld so special to all the other kinds of conferences?
Well, Macworld is the only conference that brings Mac users together and has, you know, the people who bring the software and the hardware at the conference and talking about it. So it's really a one-of-a-kind conference. You know, there isn't another Apple-themed conference out there.
It's also a really great place where you can meet all your online friends, you know, for 1 week in the year. So that's really fun.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about that. I mean, a lot of people like can see their friends that they see every once a year, you know. So that's, I mean, you see everyone. That's one great part. What do you guys think about Steve not being there this year?
It's sad, but you know the man has done this so many years that maybe 1 year he needs to take it off, or maybe he's going to step down, or at this point, no one really knows.
My personal view on this is that Apple says they want to phase out of all expos soon. You know, Mac, this is their last year at Macworld. So I think they're putting fill-in to underplay the hype of Macworld and all the conferences.
I've heard that people are saying that Steve doesn't have anything to present, so that's why they're putting Phil out. Do you think that is truer?
No, I think that they're putting Phil in because they're showing that conferences do not count anymore. They're putting Phil in to show that it's not important, and it's just a classy move from Apple.
All right. Now, I'm seeing a lot of rumors out online, and one of them I saw was the home media server. What do you guys think of that?
I think at this point no one really knows what Apple's going to come out with. Apple's one of those companies that, you know, has that community to, you know, get those rumors started, and then it finally finds out what's going to happen at the actual keynote. So at this point it may be a reality, it may not be. So we're just going to have to wait until Tuesday.
Yeah. Would you guys like to see something like the pages that I work on the cloud?
Yeah, I think that would be really interesting. What do you think, Max?
I think I work on the cloud would be a great idea. However, they're going to have some desktop connectivity somehow. I don't know how they're going to do this, but I would love to see I work in the cloud.
Do you guys both use Google Docs? Google Docs?
I use Google Docs.
Yeah, I'm trying to transition everything over to Google Docs. Schoolwork, show work, everything.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that use it. And I mean, if that happens, I might just start using that instead of using Google Docs, because I really have not much use for Google Docs, but I would start using Apple's Google Docs if they have something similar.
Yeah.
I think I would too.
So you guys, basically, what do you guys think is going to come out in the, or what do you guys have any speculation or?
Yeah, I think that we are not going to see an iPhone Nano. I definitely think the Mac Mini will see an update. We haven't seen an update in, I don't know, how long? You guys know how long?
I think almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Almost 2 years. It's time for an upgrade.
Yeah, I agree with Max. iPhone Nano, not too likely. Maybe some bigger storage options on the Touch. Definitely, I saw an article today on CrunchGear about iMovie in the cloud, which I thought was really interesting. Don't know if you guys saw that, but having basically a web interface iMovie, which for those quick movie edits, that's what I use. So having that in the cloud where I could edit video anywhere, if you have your files on like an external drive or even in the cloud, that's something that's really interesting. And I'm definitely interested in seeing what happens there.
I don't think that iMovie would go to the cloud. I mean, uploading videos are such a huge file, it's going to become a problem.
But Apple has that space and bandwidth capabilities that they can do this.
It's not that, it's on the user front.
It's also on the user front, but you know, having it, let's say you have it on an external hard drive, and then you bring that up to a computer that has, and that you just go to the, you know, everything would still be like iMovie on an application, and then all your files are in the cloud.
I don't know how that video would work, because usually, like, sometimes I try to play a movie off of one of my hard drives, because I have quite a few movies on my my hard drive that I put on my iPod and iPhone. They're a bit laggy, so I don't know how you would edit a video on over the web, especially.
Well, I think you would upload it first, then edit.
That'd be a little interesting. I'd like to see that happen.
I definitely don't think it's reality, but I think it's interesting.
Well, I think the technical aspects of it are available with Sprout Core, so it's possible, but I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah. Also, what other rumors have you guys heard? The iPhone Nano, I think that's kind of cheesy, but I see all the companies having the cases already saying that. What do you guys think of the companies that are already putting out iPhone Nano cases?
Well, I think one of the companies is a Japanese company, and I don't think they really know what's going on. I think they're doing that just to see maybe Apple will put out something like that, because they're listening to the rumors and stuff like that. And honestly, I don't think it's that it's not going to come out. There's iPhone Nano is just not something that's a reality right now.
So, Daniel, you being an audio podcaster transitioning to a video podcasting, what things are you going to be recording an audio podcast like you did last year, like where you had all the like tech people go, and are you going to do something similar to that? Or,
well, just to clarify, Apple Universe is still audio and video. We're just experimenting with doing more video than usual, and we're going to be doing video coverage for Macworld and CES. But this year I am going to Macworld as press. And so I have a bunch of meetings with exhibitors and vendors and stuff like that. And so I'm going to be doing a lot of interviews. So no live shows this year. Last year we did a show with, iJustine, Kelly Lewis, Robert Scoble, Dave Sifri, the founder of Technorati. So, no show this week, but lots of, coverage at Macworld.
Will you be on
CES.
Quick though?
Yeah, it will be all on. So we're actually building a dedicated Macworld coverage page, which in a couple of days will be up. It's going to be appleuniversepodcast.com/Macworld, which will have my Quick and Ustream channel embedded, and then a bunch of blog posts and interviews and stuff like that will be uploaded too.
Now, speaking of the App Store, do you guys think anything like is spectacular going to happen, like with the App Store or the iPhone?
Well, I think the App Store is still pretty brand new and people are still getting used to it, so there shouldn't be a major update to it. So that's just my opinion.
I actually saw a rumor today about a Mac App Store for applications you can download to your Mac. I think that would be a pretty cool idea.
Well, they already have like the downloads part of Apple.com. So that's
a dedicated application, everything organized, maybe on iTunes also.
That might be interesting to see.
Now, I've been seeing a lot of rumors, and I don't know if you're allowed to say, Daniel, but what do you, I've heard that people are saying that Quick might be waiting for them to allow maybe sometime in Macworld they'll say something about video and allowing Quick into the App Store.
To clarify, Quick has not been submitted. We have not tried submitting, and we will not submit Quick. until we find the time is right. And that's all I can say right now.
Max, what do you, as you're a video podcaster and I've seen what you've done. I saw what you did last year. What are you doing this year for Mac News Weekly at Macworld?
Last year, I actually didn't bring my camera. This year, I am bringing my camera and doing updates as frequently as possible. But unlike audio, we can't get the updates up as quickly as we could. So we're going to try our hardest to get updates fast, fast, fast. But I'm not actually sure exactly what we're doing yet.
Now, Max, will you be attending the keynote as well?
No, this is actually a sad story. I got accepted as a member of the press, but I don't know what they're doing for press this year. I didn't get into the keynote. Some people who got approved for the press got into the keynote, like Daniel. Others who got approved didn't get into the keynote.
Now, Daniel, you did get into the keynote last year, didn't you?
I did get into the keynote because I had the Super Pass, which basically got you a full access. And so I did get to see Steve Jobs in his last Apple keynote and actually got to meet him too. That last year I sat pretty far away from him. So this year I'll be sitting in the first couple of rows, which would be really exciting. And I actually tried to help Max out into getting into the keynote. So maybe he can get into the overflow room, which is still basically getting into the keynote and you can still do all the coverage.
Now, last year you went into the keynote. Now, how does it go as bringing in audio equipment and video equipment and your computer into the keynote?
So unless you have like a huge camera, like her camera taken away last year because it was too big, and there aren't really necessarily rules saying that you can't bring in your camera. So what I'm doing is I'm bringing in smaller cameras instead of my Canon GL2, which I'm getting on Monday.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. So I'm going to bring a Flip Minnow HD, my Canon ZR10, and my Canon D40, so I can take pictures. So I am, depending on internet connection, I am going to try to borrow a 3G card. And so if I can get an internet connection from the keynote area, and I will be doing live blogging.
That would be great. I mean, since I can't make it, I would probably be up with your. Now, I know Max and I know Daniel, you both attend school. Now, how are you guys going with attending school and everything like that?
I'm going to school on Monday the 5th. I'm leaving Monday night. I'm coming back on Thursday afternoon. So I go to school on Friday. So I'm going to school Monday and Friday. And I talked to my teachers, and they're all really excited that I'm going. So it's not too big of a deal missing school for Macworld.
Same with me. Monday's actually a teacher work day, so I don't have to go to school. Tuesday and Wednesday, I'll be at Macworld. Thursday, I'll go to school to basically catch up with what I missed and turn in work for Friday, because right in the afternoon, I'm going to go to school Friday morning, but in the afternoon, I'm flying out to Las Vegas for CES.
Wow, and what will you be doing in CES?
I'm going there to, I'm there as press as well, so I'm going to be doing coverage and as well as talking with exhibitors and clients and stuff like that.
And so, Max, you're just going for Macworld. You're not going for CES then?
No, just Macworld.
That's great. And so you've got your whole week's filled up, Daniel. I heard that you might be stopping by the Twit Cottage on Sunday.
Yes, I'm going up to see Leo Laporte in the Twit Cottage on Sunday with a couple of friends. So we're driving up and saying hi to Leo. So Leo invited me a couple of weeks ago. And so going to go up.
I heard Robert Scoble will be there too, because they had him on, I guess, for Saturday and he couldn't make it. So they put him Sunday, I think.
Well, he was on Net at Night on Saturday. I was just over Skype, and then on Sunday, he's actually going up to the studio. So I'll be there as well with Michael Johnston and Ed Kirk from iPhone Allen and our friend Barry, who's going to be driving us. He's also a big new media guy. And then Scoble will be there as well. So we'll be there for Twit Live.
All right. Do you guys have anything else to say?
Max?
Nope. Macworld should be great this year.
Yeah, I hope I can make it a Macworld 2009, I guess. This has been a great episode with the three Mac geeks. Great. Daniel, we can find you.
Anyways. At AppleUniversePodcast.com. And Macworld, it's /AppleUniversePodcast. So AppleUniversePodcast.com/Macworld.
All right. That's where we can find him, at Macworld. And Max, we can find you
at MacNewsWeekly.com.
All right. And you guys can find the show at AppleJuiceShow.com. Let's go with Twitters. Daniel.
At DanielBRU.
Max.
At MacNewsWeekly.
And mine is at GDrage. This has been a great episode of the Apple Juice Show for Sunday, January 4th, 2009.